You have to. I said, sir, you're going to be my witness. I said, your woman's going to be my witness. If I sign by force right now in front of you, I know the San Diego Harbor is full of Navy ships. I'm going to sink them. And I'm going to blame you forcing me.
Oh.
So, didn't say anything. So, I didn't sign. I got discharged. Got married the following year. So, now 49 years later, I'm...
You're still married. Now, tell me, how did you meet? How did the two of you meet?
Well, my cousin... Yeah, my cousin Mike Gorba. He was in the Army in Fort Lewis, Washington State. He met this girl, which is my wife, Dorothy's first cousin, Donna. They got married. So he's come back and forth to Capistrano, where he was born and raised, with a new wife. My wife, Dorothy, and the folks from South Dakota heard this old song, "When the Swallows Come Back to Capistrano." Now, she's living in Washington. She said, well, there's a good chance of me going to see Capistrano and Swallows. And she asked her cousin Donna if she could just come with them for a couple of weeks. Then she's going to go back in the bus. That's when I met her. She's still on vacation. 49 years. That's the way we met. I'm kind of my cousin, and it's her cousin.
Yes.
Got married.
Yes. And now, do they still live in the area?
The wife died in Washington 2 years ago. And Mike, they were divorced. Mike's living in Cottonwood, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
New family.
Donna passed away?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And her son, Punk, died same time. They buried Punk here, the son.
Oh, that was terrible.
In Arizona.
That was terrible.
And Mike couldn't go... two ex-wives in Washington burial. So he's still here with his son. Yeah.
Now, are you still in touch with non-relative buddies that were on the ship with you?
Oh, once in a while. We go, a few times we went to a ship reunion. Not a tanker, a destroyer, which was on in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I went to four ship reunions. And... talking about old days.
What fun.
Mm-hmm.
I wish my dad would do that.
After 50, 40 some years after not seeing him?
Yeah. A lot to talk about.
Yes.
You know?
You remember this? You remember young? I remember one time at, I think it was in island of Guam. The four destroyers were division, four destroyer division. The Jenkins was parked right next to the pier. The Taylor, says Taylor, on the other side of the pier, and the other two destroyers, forgot the name. We had a beach party that day, Saturday. Had a beach party. Everybody went to the beach, all the sailors, all together. All the food, all the drinks. Okay, now, hot. It's hot, warm. Then they're coming back. What's the name of the movie where the guy runs out in the motorcycle, you know, over the pier? Navy movie. Roberts, Mr. Roberts.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now, similar like that. Everybody hugging each other, singing, coming to their ships. One of my buddies from the Jenkins got a little argument with a sailor.
Uh-oh.
Well, you know, we're family. We're brothers. We take care of each other. That guy's not going to say nothing. They got a little scuffle. Well, the other guy jumped in. Taylor, you're not going to jump on my friend. The whole group was there.
Oh, no.
Okay, now, we had this cook, which my wife and I met him at San Diego's ship reunion. I sat talking to him. He says, Mo, we call him Mo. Morrison. Mo, do you remember this incident? I start talking to him. Oh. He said, you hit the guy on the jaw, knocked him out, and the 7-7 sailor had to put him on a Taylor ship.